enough to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is truly that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting. It's time for the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting and most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world. We can be talking about none other than Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true theater of the mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader, AM 1160, the talk of the town. This week, our mobile kitchen finds us at Sunset Park in beautiful Mexico Beach, Florida, on the panhandle. It is equidistant. It is equidistant between Apalachicola on our east side, Panama City Beach on our west. Or if you're Chef Eric and so challenged, north. I don't know why, but we won't get into that fight again. Chef and the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs is proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking vessel.
Experience.
I know. Every time I do this, you beat me to it. I think I'm going to confuse you, and I don't.
Nope.
It is truly the ultimate cooking experience. And by Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce. They are the leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian sweet onions. My friends, they are truly the sweetest onions on earth. As verified and sanctioned by the University of Georgia Agricultural Department. Congratulations, Real Sweet and Schumann Produce. And remember, my friends, if it doesn't say Real Sweet on the back of the tag, by Whole Foods, where values absolutely matter. Their 365 value cutter saves money in your pocket and takes the nasties out of your system. It is Whole Foods, where value truly matters. And by Cutter Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta, Georgia, on Windward Parkway, it is your portal to the world. My friends, I know you're hearing this noise in the background. It is the world of good fun. It is a world of great cigars. It is a world of friends you have yet to meet. Cutter Cigar Emporium, your portal to the world. Well, my friends, this is going to be a really, really unique show. In the 15 years we've been on the air, we have never attempted to do a show like this. We are actually going to bring you behind the scenes of what is the only contest we've really, really worked at for 4 years.
4 years, yeah.
That noise you're hearing in the background is Chef Eric adding his stock, his seafood stock, to the roux that was made over the last 24 hours, and we're going to be getting into that in a few minutes. But what we're going to be doing, first of all, let me introduce, our executive chef. He is the gargantuan of goodies, the dynamo of delectables. He is, of course, our fun-loving and just returning from New Orleans, literally drove here today to be here tonight. He is Executive Chef Eric with a K. Holdo.
Thank you. Not too loud. I don't want the bears to hear us.
Yeah, we got to talk. There's much to talk about today, but we're going to do something we've talked about doing in the past, and if it hadn't been for the fact that Michael the Whip Holst is with us today, we couldn't have pulled this off.
Right.
Because we are actually competing in the 18th annual Mexico Beach Gumbo Cook-Off.
Yep.
And this is a fiercely competitive gumbo cook-off, almost as competitive as you would find in Louisiana. These people come from all over. I think they have 4 or 5 states that come over here to compete. Yep. People take this very, very seriously. The first year, we thought we were hot. We took second. The last 3 years.
Good.
Yeah, which was very good.
The last 3 years. The last three years, trying to forget the judges.
But 1 year was totally my fault because I didn't see the Raging Cajun extra hot andouille sausage that we put in there the night before, thinking it was just ordinary andouille. And lo and behold, what happened? The stuff was so hot the next morning, we were like, oh my God, what do we do? Too late now.
Just skimming off.
And then the next year was the oil.
Sitting at the top.
Yeah, we were, the next year, we were doing a paper towel trick. We were doing everything because we had way too much oil. But this year, I mean, we've done some new research, and what we're going to do is we're going to take you, we're actually taking you on the scenes live as we are doing everything for the gumbo cook-off. And Chef Eric, this is something we've never done before, and we all talked about it, and I did an informal survey amongst the guys at Cutters at the last show we did, and said, would you guys really be interested in hearing the show where we're going to have different contestants, we're going to have discuss different recipes, we're going to discuss our techniques, we're going to share some of our secrets, we're going to teach you how to make roux in a way you probably never thought of making roux before. We're going to talk about the different kinds of roux, but we're also going to take you, as you hear right now, Chef Eric is literally on a, what do they call that? I call it a turkey fryer.
Yeah, it's turkey fryer.
Turkey fryer, but we've got a, what is that, about a 10, about a 8 gallon pot?
About an 8 gallon pot, yeah.
We've got an 8 gallon pot. We bought a stainless steel paddle and handle, which has been a godsend.
Yeah, this is pretty key. It looks kind of like a oar for a rowboat.
Yeah,
but it's stainless steel, and it's nice and long. And it's got a flat bottom, so you can get down to the bottom of the stock pot and get it moving around.
And literally, we are going to take you from start to finish through the whole process. Tonight is Friday night, and this is the night before the contest. Now, to give you an idea, Chef Eric, we're going to actually take people through the whole process from the start, which literally started for me on Monday. And then because you were doing conferences and things in New Orleans all week, you literally left at noon today.
Yeah.
And it's a 6 hour drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even by Chef Eric's
standards. Five and a half.
Well, yeah. Even by Chef Eric's standards. And so we just thought you're going to get to, hopefully we're going to be able to sit down with the lady for a few minutes at the gumbo cook-off tomorrow, who has put this thing together for the Kimberly. She has been dynamite. She has been a gal who has been so in our corner since she even orders me the 2X shirts for us every year. So we have our tour shirts.
Good. I might actually be able to fit in the 2X
yes,
this year.
Yes. Yeah, they've been super, though. They've been very, very supportive. And so we're going to hopefully catch up with her tomorrow. But to give you an idea of a little bit of the setting, it's in Sunset Park. Now, most of you think of a park, you think of this big facility with baskets and tennis courts and everything else. The first time I ever came down to Mexico Beach, it's a very small community. I think it's maybe 2,500 people tops. And the vast part of the community runs right along Highway 98, which is literally on the beach. When you drive through Mexico Beach, you go through downtown, you're literally staying right on the beach, and you're seeing this beautiful powder white sugar sand and the beautiful multiple colored gulf right there. And when you drive through Mexico Beach, it's going to be about a 3 mile long stretch of the city itself, but there's a big hotel called the El Governor, which is right there kind of in the middle. And the El Governor is right on the beach, and it's 4 stories high. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And between that and the next little boutique hotel is what, maybe a few hundred yards?
Right.
Well, they have a little shelter built there, so you can actually literally sit there. People can come and sit and look at the beach and picnic and everything, yeah. But it's right there.
It's right at the beach.
And it's right
on the sand.
You walk 10 or 15 feet, and you're on Highway 98.
Right.
It's not, but it's this little patch. And when I first got here, they said, well, yeah, you go check out Sunset Park. Well, I drove up and down and up and down looking for Sunset Park. And finally, the second time I went back, they said, no, that was it. It's got an American flag there and a little patch of grass. That's it. Well, that's Sunset Park. Now, tomorrow, there will be probably anywhere from 1,500 to 2,500 people packed in that small area, and we will be packing in, and we'll give you all the details of what we have to do. But this gives you an idea. Now, literally, you walk out that sitting and dining area, and you literally walk right onto the sand. It's that close to the beach. And tomorrow's supposed to be 70 for the high, 10 knot wind off the Gulf. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be absolutely beautiful tomorrow. And we've had some contests that were where they were bringing an extra concrete to hold the tents down.
It was a little touch and go at times.
But we had this steel band. We got a steel band there tomorrow supposed to be playing. So they will have hot dogs and brats, and they will have all kinds of things. The ladies' auxiliary from the fire department stuff, they make all kinds of really tasty pastry goods that I always buy some for us, and we don't need to eat them, but we do. And 100% of all the profits, they have beer trucks. They got my Bud Light there. They've got Yingling, usually. They've got they've got sodas and wine and stuff. And people just come and hang out, and all the profits go to the 4th of July celebration, which down here is huge. So that kind of sets it up. When we come back, we will be actually starting the roux and getting things going, and I will set up what it's taken to get to this far and what you can kind of expect if you're going to get into any kind of contest of any size and you decide, hey, we got a good gumbo. Well, let me tell you something. You may think you've got a good gumbo, but until you've gotten your street cred from the gumbo cook-off in Mexico Beach, baby, you've just got gumbo. Chef and a Fat Man live from Camp Pinguini, where tonight it all starts for earnest. Chef and a Fat Man taking it to the streets of Mexico Beach, Florida.